this self-righteous character who thinks that I am superior to everybody else. And the way I do it is I tear other people down. And that's my ego. My ego has got to tear other people down because I am better. I am superior, so I'm going to tear you down. But again, there's that flip side that kicks in subconsciously, which I only start to recognize by becoming aware of it, is when I tear you down, I tear me down. Because I really don't think that I'm superior. I really think I'm inferior, but I got to build myself up. So it's such a tricky deal, but it's part of coming to find out about the power of ego will help me to throw me into coming to believe in a power greater than myself. And that's why I was saying in the beginning that, you know, there's a lot of information in terms of ego in step two, because once I start to tear out all these old beliefs that I came in here with and start to build a new relationship with a power who I don't even have to call God yet, it helps to knock my ego down. Because believe me, I'm sure you guys can all relate to how challenging that was to do the first time when you first started out. Because for me, it was like stepping on hot coals to have to get on the phone and say, oh, this is what's going on for me. I mean, it was the most awkward thing to tell another guy what was going on inside of me. Because first of all, I didn't even know how to express it to begin with. And second of all, telling somebody else what was going on was so foreign to anything I'd ever done. But it, again, like everything else in here, it was a building process. And it helped tear my ego down for me to call and say, I need help. I don't know what to do about this situation. And